Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. They wanted my cake and eat it too. They wanted it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee. A Bruce Lee, abuse ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge, I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Much of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it till you wonder, cause no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think it was wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan pondering, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, I'm not there.
Call me crazy, but I had this vision. One day that I walk amongst you, a regular civilian. But until then, drums get killed, and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled, and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket. Face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. You think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. Well, that's not fair.
That was kind of description of the song of what happened at Hell in a Cell last night. But anyways, welcome to WFSO Aftermath. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything, hopefully, if we can get the time in just right. But let's see. I'm going to talk about a little bit of TNA. Some of the matches they had were, like, pretty good for this past Wednesday show. Leading up, they have, like, a tag team tournament, which was going on. So the teams that they meshed up with, and teams that's going to the semifinal to face each other, it's a really good team that they put together. Let me see if I can hold on here. Just give me a minute here. Just bear with me, everyone. Yes, microphones. Sorry, I'm trying to do this as fast as I can, so. Okay. Okay, I'm almost there, so just bear with me here. Okay, they started with the Grohman versus the Hardys in the Tag Team Championship Tournament. The Hardys did win that match. It was a good like combination with this next match that they did with Samoa Joe and Low Key. So that match against Samuel Shaw and Gunner was having a surprising team of Samoa Joe and Low Key winning the match. And like I said, although I know they were shooting each other for the X Division title, and it was like one of those matches that you know is going to deliver, and like it was a good matchup of the way they was thinking the matching them two up as a tag team. So you don't come by many tag teams like that as a late. You just don't. Let's see what else. Rebel was supposed to go against Angelina Love, but Havoc came in and ended up beating up Rebel, so the match didn't happen, no contest. Next up was a hardcore match with Graham versus Devon. Graham did win the match and got as hardcore as it got, to just put it that way. MVP and Kenny King versus Mr. Anderson and Chris Menendez. MVP and Kenny King did win that match to advance in the tournament. EC3 and Tyrus also, excuse me. Well, also, y'all know Brodus Clay, so I think he made his debut like a couple of weeks ago versus Eric Young and Rustar Spud. Seems like everybody was behind Rustar Spud, so it was a good thing. Just the way they was going with it, so no complaint from. So I'm just glad it's just the route that they went with Rockstar Plus, so that was a good thing. But EC3 and Tyrus did win the match, so that's all that's going on in the tournament, and they did have a contract signed, which I didn't watch, so. Because we already know this coming Wednesday is going to be Bobby Roode versus Bobby Lashley. So, we saw their match last time. It was a decent match, but I guess the point I'm trying to make is, if it's going to be the same result or is they going to change it. I know they got spoilers out, and I didn't read the spoilers yet, and I'm not tending to because I don't want to know until I watch it. And that's just how I am. Now on to SmackDown. You have Los Matadores versus The Miz and Damian Mizdow. But I guess they're going to probably put them up for the tag team goal, maybe. Who knows?
Like I say, it will be worth seeing if they actually gonna put the gold on them, but hey, you never know what happens. They did win the match, both Miz and Damian Miz now, as they call them. Let's see.
Alicia Fox versus AJ Lee. Kind of like a rematch from, because I think they fought this past Monday as well. But in this rematch, AJ Lee had won the match. And they also had the Intercontinental Championship, which was a great match.
And Dolph Ziggler there retained the title, which is probably like one of those matches you're going to like out of them. Let's see. It was also a six diva tag. Oh, God. I'm sorry, I just have to scroll down and try to make it work. Ooh, that was a good block. Karen, Summer Rae, and Nikki Bella going against Naomi, Natalya, and Brie Bella. Got Karen, Summer Rae, and Nikki Bella winning the match. And I think this was the kind of like the main event match. Six-man tag, Matt Russo, with Mark Henry versus Goldust and Stardust and Gold Dallas. It was a decent match. Gold Dallas, Goldust, and Stardust did win that match. So, let's see. I'm going through main event right quick. Our two from Tyson Kidd won the match. Gold Dallas, Big E won the match, and Seth Rollins versus Jack Swagger, that was the main event for main event. Seth Rollins winning the match. So, when we come back, we're going to talk about, because I know I was talking about the pay-per-view last night on last night's show, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit more and give you a rating on it. And also, we're going to talk about Monday Night Raw and what's playing on the head in the near future for like Survivor Series. So we'll be right back.
She's watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She says, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's dressed, watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane, and she smiles the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his arms. Yeah. In his arms. Yeah. Waiting for Superman. She's out on the corner trying to catch a glimpse. Nothing's making sense.
Yeah.
like last night's pay-per-view. I know I talked about it yesterday on the special show. Like I said, they had a pre-show match with Mark Henry and Bo Dallas. Bo Dallas did lose once, and Mark Henry did win the match. Let's see, and the first match that they had, the pay-per-view, was Dolph Ziggler versus Cesaro, 2 out of 3 falls. So Ziggler won the first 2 falls, so that was, like, kind of shocking right there. So you're thinking, like, 1-1, then they have a third fall, but they didn't, so they just... So Dolph Ziggler just won 2 straight falls. Loser becomes personal assistant Brie Bella versus Nikki Bella. Nikki Bella did win the match. She did win it clean, fair and square. And for 30 days, Brie had to be her personal servant. Next up, the tag team championship match. You have the Usos versus Golden Stardust, and Goldust and Stardust did retain the tag titles. Randy Orton versus John Cena, winner will get a WWE Championship match with Brock Lesnar, which right now it won't be at Survivor Series, but it could be TLC or Royal Rumble. Right now, who knows? John Cena did win the match, and I thought it was a very good match as well. United States Championship match, The Miz versus Sheamus. Sheamus did retain the title. And they kind of made it like a big old joke with the Miz Dow and the Miz, so I thought that was kind of funny. Rusev versus Big Show. Rusev did win the match. Divas Championship match, AJ Lee versus Paige. AJ Lee retains the title. And the main event was the Hell in a Cell match with Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins. As we were talking about, Bray Wyatt, with the distraction with the match, that helped Seth Rollins win the match. As for the pay-per-view, I never gave a vote like 1 to 10 or anything like that. And if my prediction was, if I was right on my predictions, I would have gave it a 10, but I wasn't. I was 1 off with the Cena and Orton match. I didn't think Cena was going to win it. It ended up being, Cena did end up winning, and I thought Orton was going to win it. That's what I should have said. But anyways, I will rate the pay-per-view. I will have to rate it maybe like a 8 to 8.5. That's why I would think of the pay-per-view. But on to Raw. We had the WWE Tag Team Championship match with Big Show and Mark Henry versus Golden Stardust. The way it started, the little thing was starting like Big Show and Mark Henry was about to feud, but it ended up being that way. And I think this is an era of WWE. They should have kept them together as a tag team and, like, have them break up maybe, like, sooner. Have them win the tag titles, then have them be unstoppable, then suddenly just have them, like, split up. And, like, because the thing they could have stick with is, like, nobody can beat them. They beat themselves. They could have used that, in my opinion. That's just why I thought that should have happened. Next up was AJ Lee versus Alicia Fox, kind of a rematch from last week. You have Alicia Fox. No, she did not win. It was AJ Lee that went thanks to distraction by Paige. Which, and I guess now from the looks of it, that, like what it looks like last night, that they... maybe Alicia Fox and Paige might be doing. I thought it was going to, like, start it out, but personally, that didn't happen like I thought it would. But I guess it's going to happen.
So it would be interesting to see, like, these two feeling and just go from there. The Usos went against Damian Mizdow and The Miz, which was an interesting matchup as well. Although the Usos did switch each other and got the pin 1-2-3. Because what I heard, like, JBL was like, they just cheated on national television. So I just had to think about it and just like, what did I miss? I had to rewind it a little bit, think out the DVR, and saw what happened. They did the switcheroo and got the pin. So whatever with that one. Next up was both Dallas versus the returning Ryback. And Ryback is, Bundy's face. So I think it was just a bad mistake in the beginning for them to have him as a heel anyway. It just didn't make sense for the guy that was all in role and looked like he was going to go somewhere. So hopefully this time they don't make that mistake. But we will see. Nikki Bella versus Naomi. Nikki Bella did win the match. She ordered Bree to, like, interfere, and she did, but put out any thoughts. So, and my thing is, I'm just thinking that maybe, you know, Nikki Bella and AJ Lee may be for the Divas title, but maybe that would lead to what we will see. Dean Ambrose versus Cesaro, that ended in a no contest due to, I guess, Dean Ambrose was getting upset with Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt did came up and said something. I think I didn't catch all of it. But, of course, this was probably going to feud soon, and it should be interesting. Dolph Ziggler versus Kane. With Dolph Ziggler, some people would probably say would be an upset that Dolph Ziggler did win. And main event, John Cena versus Seth Rollins. John Cena won by disqualification due to Jamie Noble and Jerry Mercury. Oh, no, it was Kane that interfered. I'm sorry. So, like, earlier on, like, Stephanie McMahon and seems like the authority want John Cena to join them. He said no. And now I guess the thing is they're trying to make a match for Survivor Series, so it'd be Team Authority versus Team John Cena. So from the looks of it, you're going to have, like, Seth Rollins being the captain and Kane going to be on the team. And with John Cena, the only thing you see right now is that Dolph Ziggler is going to be on the team. But at the closing moments of Raw, everybody just out of nowhere just came out and just brawling and battling. So we don't know what's going to be going on with that scenario, but we probably will find out sooner or later with the with SmackDown coming up and also with the pay-per-view within less than 4 weeks away for Survivor Series. So check out the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. Look for us on Facebook, like us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter. So, but from here then, this is Artrell, and keep watching the WFSO Radio Network. Well, listen to it and all that good stuff. But until then, everyone, have a good night.